You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
What are you doing? Noticed. Chuck, what do you have on your face? I just noticed it too.
Well, I'm trying to live my life.
Wait, is this the about way... Lisa's tweet? I kept meaning to bring this up.
I'm trying to live my life the way that Lisa almost had to live her life.
Yeah. I had such a day yesterday.
Okay, Lisa, please. All I saw was a tweet that said Lisa went to the
like a captain of
Lisa
something.
Went to the eye doctor and almost left with an eye patch.
Yes.
What happened?
Oh, gosh. Okay, let's see. Where shall I begin?
Tell us, Lisa. Tell us the story of your crazy eye adventure. How did you almost lose your eye? I lost my eye in battle. How did you lose yours?
I thought I was going to have to live my life as a pirate.
That'd be a hard go for us.
Oh, yeah, it would be, right? This is what I was thinking in my head. Okay, so I went to the eye doctor for just a typical exam for glasses and contacts. No big deal. My yearly exam. I want to update my glasses because, okay, let's back up. This won't be too long of a story, but my glasses at the other place, it's a great place, great doctors, but I always felt like I was picking out glasses that I didn't like because of the pressure of the ladies. They'd be like, those look great.
Oh my God, you look wonderful.
And
now
I would
take them. No, take them.
Are you sure?
Yes.
And they would be like, one year it was like, I'm like red glasses, right? I felt like I looked like Sally Jesse Raphael from the 90s.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Amber had a pair. I totally said the same thing to her.
That's
like, you're
all
Sally
I thought
Jesse.
About. That's all I thought about. I'm like, I'm freaking Sally Jesse Raphael. This sucks.
But you were pressuring into getting the red ones from the girls.
They're like, oh, those look great. And so like last year I tried to pick out just a normal pair of glasses, like a classic pair, you know, and they were like, that ages. You don't want aging you. You don't want to age, you know. Pick here, what about these? And they were like crazy cat eye glasses.
Like
Eartha Kitt.
So you realize they shouldn't be giving you advice.
Exactly. And so I was like, I'm going to try a new place. I'm going to go to this new place. Maybe I'll have less pressure. I can get the glasses I want. And so I go to this place and I get an eye exam. And then she's like, oh, we see something on your eye that we need to retake the image. And they kept retaking it. It's this like dark spot in the back of my eye. I don't know. In my retina.
Right.
She thought it was a retina tear. And she wanted to be sure. So she's like, you have to go to a specialist. Within the next 2 days, basically, I could go blind.
What?
So I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm having a panic attack. I'm like, I just came.
Bargain. I believe the same thing happened to me, Lisa. I went blind. I didn't take their advice.
So she's like, we're going to get you in. We're going to call. And you have to. I'm like, I'm busy this week. I don't know if I'll have time. I have to go. Okay, well, this sounds pretty serious. Are you sure? She's making sure. She
keeps
retaking the image.
Well, you can't mess around with your eyesight.
Right.
No.
Okay, now I come from a family. We have perfect eyes, pretty much. My parents barely wear glasses. I've always had fine eyes. My vision's a little off. Okay.
Mm, yeah.
I'm like, wow, my eyes have always been healthy. How would this happen? Okay. And so they're putting me in a panic. And they're like, they can get you in today. Can you be there by 3? I'm like, I guess so.
Emergency!
Well, you're going blind, Lise. You're going blind.
So I have to hurry up, go over to this place. Now, I walk into this place. It's a retina specialist, and they're going to do more imaging. And it's all these old people.
Hey!
It's all old guys.
Well, if I could see you, you look a little young.
I was like the youngest person in the waiting room. I'm filling out all this paperwork. I'm thinking, I'm gonna have to have laser surgery. Will I have to wear an eye patch into the show? This is what I'm thinking. Wow. You will make so much fun of me.
Oh,
you're
God.
Damn right.
I would be a pirate.
If you had a patch, it would be Pirate Week.
It wouldn't even be Pirate Day. Years ago, we had Pirate Day, and I hated it.
It's one of your most hated things.
Over with and done with something. It will be Pirate Life. Yeah. I'm going to have Pirate Life. Yeah.
Life at sea. What brings you in here, little lady? You're as blind as a bat. Us too.
Camelies.
I'm Jack Sparrow, you know?
It's like, Get over here.
I need a parrot. Like all these things.
Lisa One Eye.
How will I rock an eye patch? So I'm waiting in the waiting room, and they take you through all these different rooms, and you've got to dilate your eyes, which my eyes, by the way, right now are still dilated. If I look weird, I have doll eyes.
Oh, wow.
Do you notice them?
Yeah, no.
They're a little dilated.
Oh, no, I can see that they're real big.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. So I have freaking doll eyes right now.
Yeah, you got anime eyes.
This is awful. Yeah. So I'm waiting and I'm going through all the different things and I'm freaking out. And then they're like, okay, go into this room. We're going to dilate your eyes and just like have your eyes closed for a couple minutes. I'm with old guys. Me and old guys.
Right.
Were, like,
1732 musket ball.
The left one's glass. And the right one is barely
I'm sitting
out.
In a room.
Look at that.
He told you glass. Popped it right out.
I'm sitting in a room with two old guys with their eyes closed. This is my life today. God, this is, I just went in for glasses.
It helps when you relax like this. They say I got something called cat vision.
So what did they find?
Okay, so
they found a cat on his eye.
Not your eye, sir. Hers.
So I get into the final room, right? Where the doctor comes in. It's this younger guy, probably mid-age. And he just walks in and looks at me and he just starts laughing. He's like, what are you doing here? You're the youngest person in here. You don't have a retina tear. You know, he just knew right away that
from being young.
Yeah. He's like, this is okay. He was like, fine. So he did the whole exam, which I don't know what the hell he did. Yeah. He looked in my eye.
Yeah.
And did the whole thing. And he's like, he just laughed the entire time. He's like, your eyes are fine. Your eyes are perfect.
So
you're the most healthiest eyes I've seen all day.
You should go to the Sally Jesse people.
I'm going back to the Sally Jesse people.
Oh, yeah, back.
Eyes are fine.
Hey, look who's back.
The walk of shame in there
Hollywood
next year.
Starlet's back. Here she is. Thought here she could get is. A better pair of eyeglasses.
Look at these crazy ones with the real cat-like ends to
wait
them.
Till you see which ones we pick out for you next.
We have a plethora of the most fashionable eyewear you'd ever see. We've been waiting for you.
These ones fold up and down.
They got a chain.
He's coming. A chain.
Oh, no.
He's that's coming right. Bright blue or bright red. One or the other.
Make your choice. These ones look like Ronald McDonald glasses.
Yes. So I felt like all year I was punked by these women. Like, I'm like, they punked. This is silly. Look
exactly.
At these freaking cat eye glasses. I can't wear them.
And what's insane?
These things too. I don't even want to watch TV in them. I feel so stupid.
Every once in a while, like, so like Lisa, when she's driving, she has like glass, yes. Has to wear them.
Yeah,
but
driving
if
in the morning.
I ever get to this parking lot at the same time, she's like, oh, Jesus.
My God. Someone almost saw me in these cat glasses. Oh. I swear it's like I almost found.
You saw her nude or something?
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same face. She'll be like, like, and sometimes I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, no, I just want to see them. She's like, no.
No.
There's no need to see those.
But Pirate Lisa would have been
oh
awesome.
Oh my God.
Too. Are you kidding me?
Grab your shotgun and your sword.
That's right. How's your legs doing? My lost mine. At sea. They call me an old peg leg.
You got an infection and it rotted right off.
That's old Blackbeard. It's me.
When will this dilation stuff go away? Like, why
I'm
is it lasting
I'm
so long?
I'm honestly shocked that it's not gone already.
Oh
I mean, because
I read
now,
it could be 24
now that I can
hours.
See it, yeah, you have like the black parts of your eyes are as maxed out as they can be. Doll eyes.
Like a doll eye. Yeah, I didn't even notice.
Black eyes.
I didn't know that you had glasses.
Yeah.
So yes, well, you wouldn't know. Yes. Because
for driving at night. Or
I've only known because I've arrived at the same time, and she hasn't been able to flick them down
quick enough
onto the ground fast enough. I saw them.
I don't want to ever see that eye doctor again, but I'll have to. I have to go pick up my glasses.
What's crazy is I've never seen the cat ones. So I never saw the cat-shaped
they're crazy.
Ones at all.
I mean, they're like, they're cute.
So, just to clarify, there's no dark spot on your eye.
Oh,
those
no,
are,
there's no.
Nothing.
There's nothing. I don't know what this was.
Just their old machine or something?
Something.
Or,
I mean, I don't know what it was. I guess better safe than sorry. But
yeah,
then
right.
Again, that was 5 hours of my day. I can't get back.
So,
I'm so irritated.
Damn,
that
sucks.
Damn.
So crazy.
And well, I thought I was going blind.
Yeah, that's the scary catch. Back.
Listen, you got 5 senses. You're about to be down one. So you better hurry before they scoop that thing right out of your
that
skull.
That poor thing is going blind right in front of our eyes.
She's just going
to
be
the
blind.
Fact that they had
bed.
To get you there the same
yes,
day. They thought it was
panic.
Super bad.
I
listen.
Was
Sit on down. Sit with us. We'll tell you what it's like to go blind.
I'm like, what has happened to my life?
No, yeah.
I'm with old guys in a waiting room with an eye patch.
Yeah.
Can happen that fast.
I'm sorry, I smell like Ben Gay. Everything hurts.
Well, thankfully, you do have both eyes and no patch.
No patch.
And you're going,
you would have got some kind of cute eye patch, though.
Oh, she would.
I guess, well, but you still would have made fun of me. This is a rough environment.
It is true, but she would have been like the chick from Kill Bill. That's what cracked me up so bad about her Twitter post.
Because I would try and make it.
Because like, she would be like, I have to do something cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
It would be cool. She'd like come in a nurse outfit.
But it still would be hard not to.
Dave would make, he would love it. He would laugh so hard.
I know what, Chuck would say something to you. I wouldn't say something, but you'd see it on my face. Every time you looked my way.
You couldn't look at me. I can't look at Lisa. How can we honestly? It was, I think it was my left eye.
How can we do the show?
If one of us had an eye patch?
I don't even know if we could do the show if someone had a real patch.
I think if you guys had an eye patch, it would be okay.
I think you're wrong. Like, if you knew I had, like, I'm rocking a patch, and it's nothing bad. Like, I didn't musket ball my eye out or something like that.
Right.
I mean, that's devastating. But if you knew it was like, oh, yeah, Chuck's got to wear a patch for a bit, it's funny.
Yeah,
it's funny.
It is. There's humor to it.
You got to find the humor. I had to laugh.
Yeah, if you don't find the humor in life, you're doomed.
You are doomed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Well, luckily, Lisa, what they didn't find in you was something in your throat that they had to yank out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Like what happened to a dude in Asia. They found he was coughing up blood.
Okay.
For a little while. Turned out to be a 4-inch leech that was living on the walls of his windpipe. How did he get it?
Reach.
It grew from an egg he ingested from the water there.
Oh, God. Don't drink the water. Don't drink the water.
Dude, they eat live sea creatures and stuff. There's all kinds of parasites and things.
Yeah.
This huge pulsating leech had to be removed
from
this guy's throat after he complained for more than 2 months.
Wonder how big it was.
It was 4 inches.
Oh.
There's actually footage of it.
Of course there is.
That we put up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There's
Andy.
The special equipment they had to use to get it out. There's the leech! Look at it!
Do they have a video of it moving around in his throat? No.
The video may have reloaded. I thought I saw it here, but now it's just...
Yeah, it just hit backwards.
This is it.
Okay.
Again, if you want to see it, you can go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
It's not awful.
Can you play?
If the video would play, you'd see him with the scope in the throat. You can see the leech moving around in there, and then you see it wiggling around on whatever
he's ripped it
out.
Have you done? My goddamn computer.
Here we go.
Just took an hour to load.
Hello. Ooh, look at it.
Oh, that's it pulsating.
That's it pulsating.
It works pretty bad.
Poor 60-year-old guy.
Oh, it's like moving around.
Oh, hell no!
Having a bit of trouble of eating.
It's not too bad. Just a nightmarish reach.
Oh, to see a creature.
Look at it. Oh, that's bigger. I mean, I know I said 4 inches,
man,
but that looks even bigger.
No, that's even bigger.
Those things are crazy.
So they pulled it out of his throat where it had been growing and living. He was having troubles with an itchy throat that became a bloody cough. It was finally solved when they found the leech, and they had to use special equipment to get it out of there for him.
You imagine you live somewhere where you had a cough one day, and then they're like, oh, reach.
Well, you got the throat reach.
You don't expect me to say that.
No. Oh, my God.
I would not expect a throat leech.
No.
So they've advised people in the area this guy lives in to boil their water to make sure they don't get throat leeches.
God damn, that's something you got to worry about now.
Yeah.
Yeah, boiling the water, you know, on account of all those throat leeches.
Yeah. Yep.
No, you shouldn't. Life should be so simple that you shouldn't have to worry about stuff like that.
I worry about sea parasites a lot because I eat sushi.
Mm.
Yeah, next thing you know.
tapeworm right in my butt.
Mm. Speaking of your butt, Andy.
Uh-oh.
My butt.
There is a chance that you won't have to get a finger up your butt like Chuck and I had.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because they say there's a new at-home poop test that could be just as effective as a colonoscopy.
Huh.
Yes.
If you don't
just
have
deuce into a bucket,
yeah, you do, not a bucket.
At least I'll have my dignity.
Yeah true. But when it comes flower. To colon cancer screening, an annual at-home stool test, they say it could be just as effective as a colonoscopy if you don't have risk factors for the disease.
Yeah, so my doctor basically broke this down for me last time because he thought that I was going to be disappointed I wasn't going to be violated. And he was like, listen, just so you know, there's a lot of changes, and really now you really don't have to unless the blood test comes back. And then, so like, if your blood test came back and it was like
for a colonoscopy,
well, for the prostate check, you have that, you know, that's how they find out if you have risk factors. And then they, you know, check your colon.
Because the prostate's the finger, right? And then the colonoscopy's the scope.
Yeah, that's when they go in. But I mean, I thought that if you had...
They're recommending you go in.
If they find something with their finger, then they may lead to a colonoscopy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, at 50, though, you're saying we may not even have to have one?
Well,
right. Yeah, if you don't... You could just
if you don't have any of the risk factors.
Send your poop in.
Poor Dave had to go through all this already.
I did.
You went through the
library. So I'm saying your butt could be saved. My butt's gone, but your butt could be saved. The downside to this is that you have to do it yearly. You have to do the poop test yearly, unlike the prostate.
Yes.
Poop in a bucket.
But
I'm pooping all the time.
The good thing is, if you do it every year, the test is good enough to catch the vast majority of cancers.
Well, that's cool. That's kind of cool.
You'll poop
in
a bucket for that.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had to give a stool sample?
I have not.
Just for my dog.
That's
a pretty personal question.
I can't.
Did,
yeah. Right?
But when I was going through the whole gallbladder thing, I had to give a stool sample.
You had to give some of your poop?
Yeah.
And it was, I never told you guys the story, but it was, first of all, a horrible experience. They give you a
plastic. You had to do it there?
No. They gave me the home kit.
Okay.
So, guys.
Oh, no.
You've got to put this little plastic thing over your toilet.
I knew
it's
it.
Like Tupperware.
It's like a plastic seat.
Catch-all,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then you sit and you poop into the catch-all, which is horrible.
Wow.
Then you have, they give you a scooper.
Oh, God.
And you have to scoop your own poop.
No, I've never had to do
into
that.
Into this bottle.
Oh, my God.
And then you have to seal it.
Oh, no.
And then it has to be refrigerated until delivered.
You have to put that in your refrigerator?
Yep.
Here's the thing. I was coming to work so early, I couldn't take it to the place until they opened.
You
so
brought
I
your
had
poop
to,
in here?
No, I didn't. I got a cooler from my car and surrounded it with
thank
ice.
God. I just thought you were about to tell us you put your poop in the refrigerator.
I was thinking the same thing.
Surprise! Oh, yeah. I knew
it. Oh, my God.
I was like, that is not allowed in case anyone does not know.
But I've done it.
Maybe that wasn't coffee. Dave had me clean up in there and I leaked out of my coffee container.
Really?
No.
My
it smells like crap
I
in there.
About man.
That. There's no way I can store it in the work fridge.
Could
so
you
I
imagine?
I had a cooler in my car with my poop chilling on ice.
Well, that's weird, too.
I know. It was horrible. Horrible. I
can't believe Dave made a poop cocktail.
He really did.
Oh, it was the worst.
You had to bottle
gagging.
It up.
I was gagging.
Yeah, now I know I've never had to do it. I had to do it for my, you know, your kids, you'll have to do it for, but.
Dog, Molly,
dogs.
Just had to do it for yesterday.
Yeah.
I just had to put it in like a Ziploc. Then it was in a container, and then I put it in a little cute bag, a little hair salon bag. Mm-hmm. To bring to the vet.
Yeah, you're like, don't worry, Molly, no one will ever know
she
this
was like,
is your
why
poop.
Do you have my poop in a
oh,
bag?
Oh, yeah.
So well, then I go to drop it off at this place where I'm supposed to take it, and I'm like, I'm here. I feel like all undercover in case anyone recognizes me.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God,
I'm
you're
here
carrying
to drop
your...
off my sample.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? Like, I'm here to drop off my sample. Sample of what? My crap! My stool. And she's like, oh. And then she puts, like, in front of everyone, gets gloves out, puts them on, then takes the sample from me. I'm like, Jesus, there has to be a
better
way to do
this. Discreet way.
So my last thing, you know, I had to do, like, a pee sample. So I go into the bathroom, I do it. You know, it's right at the end. So they're like, they come in, they're like, Gissen, can you give us a sample, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, cool. I go into the bathroom, I do my deal, I come out, I got this warm cup rocking in my hand, and no one's there.
She just standing there with it.
I'm like, where is everybody? I'm in the bowels of this doctor's office. I'm like, anyone?
No one. I'm standing there for minutes. Times I start wandering around
with your piss,
with my pee, like just looking for like something that's a sample.
They usually give you specific directions.
They gave me no
where to what to do.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mine, there's not a little door you open in the bathroom. You put it in there. You close the door.
No,
they open
this,
it from the other
this
side.
This one, it's normally so. Finally, I get to, I weave around and I'm like I find someone and I'm like, hey, I have a sample here. They're like, oh, just throw it on the counter over there. Like, I'm like, oh my god, what is going
on? They're all loosey-goosey with their
yeah,
samples.
They were.
Jesus.
Way too loosey-goosey. I expected someone to be there and be like, "Get, sir, give us that."
Yeah. What are you doing?
So,
yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, this when it comes to colon cancer screening, this test could be as effective as a colonoscopy, and you can just do it at home.
So you're
that's,
still going to get...
That's better.
You may still get it up the butt.
Yeah, you're still going
to
get...
But it's flower. Good that we need to be aware of that stuff. While we're speaking of science news, I guess this does qualify. The more porn you watch...
Yes.
The more likely you are to be this. What is it?
Bisexual.
That's it. How do you know?
Because you said something about sexuality earlier.
Oh.
You kind of gave
like,
it away.
Chuck, what's happening
yeah,
to
no.
you?
Well, I'm probably like 60% gay.
Only 60?
Higher odds than I thought.
Yeah.
I guess if you do stare at male and female genitalia every day, eventually you start to think, I am into all of this. Because a new study by the porn site X-Hamster found the more porn you watch, the more likely you are to be bisexual. Does watching porn make you bisexual? Or does being bisexual draw you to watching more porn? That, they don't know for sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
They believe it's the first option, that watching more porn may think make your mind think that's actually turning me on. Or I'm not totally straight as I thought.
Yeah.
Or I guess, on the other hand, not totally as gay as you thought.
I really do think in life, everybody's kind of like on a spectrum of straightness.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that what ends up happening is someone who's very close to the spectrum is just drawn. You know, I think it's got
they're pushed over the one side.
I think it's got something to do with that. Because the amount of dongs I've seen in my life, I should be, you know, I should be all in on that lifestyle. And I'm not yet.
Yet.
Well, you never know. I guess if I keep going, the gayer I'm going to get.
Yeah.
The more porn you watch, the more dongs you'll like.
So it does make sense, though, because a lot of the porns you watch, it's not, you know, like it's a girl, but she's doing stuff to this thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's porn.
So then you start to like the thing.
It's weird to think about, like, liking the thing.
It is weird to think about that.
Well, there's those guys that watch the videos where it's, like, a guy, it'll be, like, a girl and a girl with a penis.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? And then they're
because
like,
the,
and they'll claim that it's fully straight.
And right.
It's,
because
it's
the,
more straight
the,
somehow.
The thing, it's almost like they've disassociated the donger. Like, mm-hmm. the donger is just this, like, it's its own starring role.
Right.
You know, and it's just two chicks doing stuff to a donger. Yeah. Weird. It's weird.
This guy, I mean, it could be a woman. I'm bi, and I look at a crap ton of porn. But that's made confirm that bisexual people look at it more than...
Well, imagine being bi. I mean, you just want everything that moves.
Yeah.
So you'd want all the porn.
You just want everything that moves.
Seems like it'd be busy lifestyle. Bad sex
here. Oh my god.
Turning everywhere.
Oh my god.
I'm too tired to be bi.
Too lazy.
Yeah, I'm too lazy to be bi.
I think Russell Brand has a great comedy bit about
really
doing everybody.
Someone said, I think it's just penis envy, not bisexuality.
I mean, I'm at, like,
are you envious of penises?
Oh, everyone I see. Look at that one. Outstanding. I'll give a round of applause.
Yeah. Nice penis.
I mean, they're there for a reason, you know? Like you're a star for a reason.
Someone said, do gay guys get more straight? Does it go the other way? Yeah, the study said yes.
Oh.
That, you know, it would make gay guys more into lady bits.
Yeah, it's just, it's weird. Like, your brain is a real... What they're finding out is your brain's really weird.
Well, things are changing too, right? Where there's more people that are more fluid with their sexuality.
That's what I think it is.
Today's really younger generation is way more open. They don't have the same hardcore sexual boundaries that we have.
Right.
Right?
No, we like come from, you're straight, you're gay, and then your bi. And there was a lot of misunderstanding of bi.
Yeah.
You know, because even myself, yeah. I used to think, well, you're not really bi. You're actually gay. But and you just won't admit it fully yet. That's right. That's a legitimate thought that I've...
You've said right. that on the show many times.
That I have.
Have you changed your opinion on that?
It's probably different than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you thought there's no such way, no way on earth anyone could be bi.
Right. I just thought it was like, oh, you just haven't come fully to terms with it and it's okay and I hope you get there. That's the way I looked at it forever. But now I honestly think it's a... It's like a spectrum. There's 100 on one side and there's 0 on the other and you're...
Somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere yeah. in there.
And so many guys know? That have, younger guys that have called into the show have done stuff with guys that they didn't consider gay.
Yes.
They just thought experimenting or...
I will say, if you do stuff with a guy and you're a guy, that is doing gay stuff.
It yeah, is.
It is. It's not doing straight stuff.
Mm-mm. Nope. Because there's two penises.
You're just helping yeah. a bro out.
Yeah, a bro job, as some people called it, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
That came up on the show before, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and James just help.
You're just bro-jobbing each other.
Yeah, just helping a bro out.
Bros.
My bro Chuck, he needs yeah. a hand. I got a couple.
Yep.
I'll lend him.
Yeah, I know you think the those boundaries are going to be blurred even more as we go along. Like, yeah. the further we are into the porno world, the more exposure we get to all this stuff, the more confusing people's sexuality will become.
Yeah.
We didn't grow up. Like, we grew up with catalogs where we saw Have Naked Women, and that mm-hmm. was the biggest turn-on we could get, and as crazy as it got. Now it's
every yeah. women are becoming, you know, more free to be sexual than they ever were in history in America, at least.
Yeah.
Now it's anal slap and slop and all sorts of stuff.
You're not getting bananas up yourself. And
let's hope that doesn't go mainstream.
Let's right. hope not, Lise.
Holy wow. hell.
Bananas.
Bananas. That is B-A-N-A-N-A.
You can't even get bananas anymore. There's such a run on them.
They're sold out.
The banana drop.
Yep.
Someone said, I see how porn could make you gayer because I see some very attractive transsexual women. Well, that's like what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
There's people that said just because that person has a penis doesn't make them.
I'm telling you right now that if you go to the sites that are like cam sites, generally when you go to them and they like rank them just by people watching, the trans people are always near the top.
Mm-hmm. So they a ton of guys have to be checking it out for them to rate.
A ton of guys are checking it out.
Tons of guys watch that, and I don't think they fully understand what they're doing because they try to. I think they get scared of what it is while they watch yeah. it, and then they're like, "Well, it's because it's two chicks." But then that,
yeah,
it's like, "Well, you're
well," because at the same time they're like, you know, because I get it. When we watch a porn,
mm-hmm.
I'm watching a nude guy,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm watching a nude guy get stuff done to himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right? Right.
That's kind of weird too. Right? You know what I mean? Like it's weird. I don't know if you can really win.
Yeah.
No, I see what you're saying. This guy says I'm a straight guy, but I'm just saying you have twice as good of a chance at getting a BJ going to a gay club.
Well, sure, but it's you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but do you want whiskers? You know, tickling your balls. You know. If you do, I guess you're in the right spot.
This person said, I'm a woman. I watch a lot of porn. I've always been straight, but the more porn I watch, the more I like the looks of women.
Yeah.
Another woman said, I'm a lesbian. I watch straight porn and get off, but that doesn't mean I want to be with a man.
Yeah, I really think it's just about the people in the videos having the reaction
yeah.
that you're...
They're a tool.
Going
to facilitate what you want to see, right? Like, that's how I've always thought of it. It's not, if straight guy's watching porn, you're not watching it for the dude. It's basically he's just a prop.
Yes, like a fill-in for, like, yourself
right.
or whatever it is. But I do think the more porn you watch, the more kind of you need more stuff to... Everything's boring. Everything becomes boring.
Hmm.
So you need something that's like wild to be like...
You keep up in the ante.
Yeah.
Where does it stop?
It stops at slap and slop.
Does it stop there?
Like, no, honestly, this is the thing. Like, think about it. So stuff I've seen, I would never even dream of going to slap and slop.
Yeah.
Right?
You're not at that level.
That's good.
But it's crazy that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So like...
It's good you're not.
No, I know it's good I'm not, but I'm just saying like... Slap and slop isn't the worst it gets, I'm sure.
No.
Oh, God, no, we've seen worse.
Not. It's not.
You know? So, I mean, you can go way deep.
Yeah, two girls, one cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said,
there's tons of that.
Been a swinger for many years, but my wife and I just had our first bisexual experience. A couple we regularly play with has a huge dong, and I decided I wanted to touch it and maybe do a little more. Quite a step, sir. Quite a step.
Props to you for translating that text, because been a swinger or whatever came up as someone's name.
Yeah, Dennis Winger. I read it three times. I'm like, what does he mean to say? I'm like, oh, been a swinger.
Yeah, because I read that and I was like, I don't think that's relevant.
I thought that was his name. I was like,
Dennis Winger here.
Dennis Winger here.
It's not his
wife
name.
Wife and I regularly do buy stuff with a couple. And guy's got a real gigantic wiener, you know, been really on the fence about touching it, doing some stuff to it. Again, Dennis Winger. That's my name.
No, been a swinger. That happens a lot. People use voice to text with us, and you have to decipher what they really mean.
Oh, yeah. Good job of translating.
That is awesome, Dave. Yeah, what a skill.
I've become a little skilled at it the more I read. It takes me a couple times. When you see me stop and give a weird look, it's because I'm Dennis Wingering it.
Yeah,
because
I did. I laughed to myself when I saw it, because I'm like, well, Dennis Winger, you gave us your
Dennis
last name.
Winger. I know. He's like, he's really proud of it.
Yeah.
The fact that he wanted to touch another man's wiener.
Yeah.
He wanted the whole world to know.
Someone said, what is slap and slop? It's a video we watch actually called Anal Slap and Slop. And look it up.
It's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's butts and bananas.
Yeah. Bananas, doctors.
That sums it up.
Trash.
Yep. Quick summary.
Jason masks.
It's no good.
It's a wild ride.
Yeah, it definitely is. Scary, even.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Remember, we were talking about the email from a listener who admitted that her mom learned about RJs from our show.
Mm, yes.
Well, her elderly mom. Her elderly mom.
Yes.
65-year-old.
Yes.
Mother emailed us.
Stop it.
She said, I do love your show.
AOL.
I was going to say, did she use AOL?
No, it's Hotmail.
Oh,
no,
okay. Hotmail.
I still use Hotmail.
It is Hotmail. There's your Hotmail.
I have Hotmail.
She says, I do listen to your show, and every morning I get out of my car smiling and laughing. Yes, I still work full time, and I drive there safely every day. Oh, look out, lady.
Mm-hmm.
I also listen as I'm getting ready each morning. I was quite surprised to hear a story about myself playing a game with my adult kids and my son's girlfriend. Right away, I knew my daughter must have emailed you, and you all sounded quite shocked. You guys never fail to entertain. For years, you have made my drive into work every day a pleasure and quite a learning experience. And no, I do not know what words were used for RJ back in the day, because that was never mentioned in my world.
Huh.
I had to wait until I was in my 60s to learn about many things.
I bet.
They call it whistling at the judge.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Chuck, she says, I loved your imitation of my old lady voice. I'm not quite there yet.
No.
But maybe in a few years. Funny as hell, though. Almost wet my pants, because you know I'm old. Anyway, I'm 65 years old, but still young at heart. I love your show. Please continue to keep me smiling.
That's awesome.
Well, thanks for having a good sense of humor about the whole old lady RJ situation. We appreciate it. This guy obviously doesn't listen as much as that lady. I won't say his name just in case.
Mm-hmm.
He's from North Chelmsford, Massachusetts. He said, I don't know who else to talk to. Love the show. Had two women ask me this at a bar in Boston. Am I into light scat play?
Oh, my God.
What in the hell are they talking about, guys?
Run.
Oh, my.
Run for the hills, my friend.
You hear that. You just run.
Yeah, you get out of there.
I will say, though, myself.
It's just scat light. Play, though. It's just light. Light.
Well, light.
If I hadn't been on this show, it hadn't been my career path, I would never know what scat play was.
No.
Well, Chuck probably would from his online activities.
I definitely would have known.
Maybe Andy and James.
Oh, we would have learned.
There's no way to not know if you're watching
shocking porn.
Shocking porn.
Man, I knew what scat play was back in junior high.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You were very progressive.
Yeah. I guess back then.
I don't watch shocking porn.
Yeah.
I'm not like I'm crazy vanilla, but I don't go down the roads you guys go down.
Like when I was in high school, it would get like the, you know, there'd be a buddy that'd show you. There used to be this site called Rotten.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it would be like severed arms and crazy things. I never saw. I was like, Jesus, the world is nuts.
Yeah.
But it's crazy to me. James knew what scat play was, but he didn't smoke weed till later.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Well, I was very worried about mom and dad finding out, and I was also very scared of the police.
Yeah.
The police. Like, so, I will not do marijuana. Thank you very much.
I'm not going to do that weed.
Yeah, I can't do the weed.
To this guy, the two ladies that were asking you about it, they're into poop, my friend.
Yeah, light
poop. Light poop play.
Yeah.
And by
Do
play...
Did two women ask or talk to him about this?
I had two women at the bar.
What are the odds of that?
Well, I would assume they're together.
Okay. I'm like thinking they're twins, together. Like poop sisters. Like
maybe he's at a scat bar,
though.
Could
be separate, right?
Oh, that's weird.
You know?
The chances.
I feel like they were making fun of him.
You think so?
Yeah, they were like, you into scat play? And he's like, I don't know what that is, but...
Yeah,
that's their, like,
two chicks
funny
talking
thing they
to me
do.
Right now, and they're like, ha, 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 "We
that's
got
their
it.
Own little
Maybe
game."
Maybe they do that to everyone.
Mm-hmm. What's light scat play, by the way?
Well, I would say that heavy scat play would involve.
Oh my god!
Oh, you think that's a
that's
as heavy as a
and
gets.
I think light would be.
Rubbing it on,
yeah, maybe just taking
that's
one.
Heavy to me. That's heavy.
Yeah,
a little squishing in the hand.
Ooh.
Oh god, Chuck, it's all heavy.
You're right. I don't know what light is. Nothing's light about it. It's all dark.
Light to me seems like they're pooping in a room with you.
That's what I think.
Oh, I was just going to say, light, or just watching you do it.
I think light is just a turd in play.
What lady wants to watch a man poop?
Well, these are the two that are in Boston, I guess.
There's tons of them. Listen, the amount of porn that there is in this realm... is it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. And the reason why I'm saying, like, if you, so I'm not always looking for shocking porn, but where the place I go to find just normal porn, you never know what you're going to get, like, on that screen of, like, the top 20 videos of that day. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, out of the top 20, two are always poop.
Yeah.
A lot of people are coming up with these ladies just wanted to get rid of this guy. Yeah, you into scat play?
Yeah, light scat play.
Let's get into some scat. You're annoying us.
That might be it.
Maybe that's their go-to get rid of this guy.
Mm.
Well, you could find the odd scat lover who will not be turned off.
Then you just tell him to get lost.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't mind a little scat playing.
They're like, we've made a huge, egregious error.
Yeah.
And then a former rub and tug worker reached out to us. She said, love your show. Listen every day. 32-year-old female, small town in Massachusetts. Nothing bad ever happened to me. Very naive. When I was younger, I worked at one of those rub and tug places, not really knowing what it was at the time.
Oh, stop.
The clients were not paying for how good the workers look. They paid for the no strings attached service. That's it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I didn't know this happened at this business. There were little things here and there I thought were odd, and then one day it all came together. I realized what kind of place it was that I worked at, which also happened to be my last day. It was around Valentine's Day, and I was trying to upsell the spa packages to our very heavy cash-only male clientele. Mm-hmm. After I suggested something nice for their wives, they all laughed in my face with the same, I can't tell my wife I come here.
Oh.
Arrived there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did she do? That's crazy to think that there could be someone working at a rub and tug place who neither rubs nor tugs and has no idea that's going. Like, is she just the front desk girl?
I don't know.
Is there like a receptionist at a rub and tug place that doesn't know they rub and tug?
Or is it someone that's trying to get into the massage game and there's a place.
Like an entry level.
Yeah, like entry level. They're hiring you. You've got no experience. You're like, geez, this is all right. But and they're not quite. They don't have like Asian Orchid is the title of their place.
Right.
It's like.
I'm sure it's possible to not know. Mm-hmm. If it's not a place like that, like you're describing.
Yeah. And I think sometimes a place looks really on the up and up. And then behind the scenes, they're not.
Yeah. Right.
Really.
I bet in retrospect, she thinks about all the things that she put together now as what was different.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there'd be noises coming out of a certain room, and she's like, that girl is so good at massaging.
Yes, she is.
I loves it.
Like, these people make noises I can't get them to even make when I'm...
Yeah. You're right.
You're just like, oh!
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's like some ancient stuff.
It's crazy to think of the naive rub and tug worker who has no idea what's going on behind closed
doors.
But
then also, you tell your friends, right? You get a job, you get a cool job. You're like, yeah, you know, I'm doing this thing. She's like telling people, yeah, I'm working at the Asian Orchid. And they're like, okay.
So she was not a massage therapist. Is that obviously?
We don't know. That's what confuses me. It doesn't say what she did.
But she was definitely upselling people.
Which
so
I think
that's
she's at the front desk.
Might be the front desk.
Yeah, she might have answered phones.
But she didn't see, like, just all guys in the waiting room. Didn't think
that
was weird.
It was all cash only. She knew it was cash only, too.
And to be a receptionist, there couldn't have been a phone there, so she probably was just chilling, greeting people.
That's what it was.
And she's just young and didn't know these places existed.
Probably.
Yeah. A lot of people, I don't think I would have known that.
Again, yeah without you know. This show, we wouldn't be so deep into the rub and tug game.
I don't think it occurs to girls that those are out there.
No.
You're right.
No.
It's man heavy.
Right. It's like, that's a man thing,
mm-hmm.
going and getting jerked.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, too. Like,
there is a bean flicker. I mean, I'm sure the bean flickers go.
My stars and God, it's David. My word.
My word.
I'm saying, I'm sure there's some ladies that'll flick your bean if you're looking for it. Right? If they get a little lesbo on their table.
It keeps going.
There was a place around here that did it, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, there was.
I can't remember.
Bean flickers. Let's go to Tony, who's with us. Hi, Tony.
Hey,
had a comment.
Tony. How you doing, bud?
Hey, how are you? Hey, so my wife took my daughter down to Florida for a little vacation, and one of the things I wanted to do was get a nice massage and relax. And they walked into this place, which they thought was an upscale place.
Yeah.
Because they read the ads. They read the ads on the magazine, whatever it was, they were reading newspaper, whatever it was, and they walked in, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'd like to get a massage, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, yeah, that's not going to happen today. The lady who does that's not here right now. So basically, they figured out that, you know, it was for guys only that they apparently walked in.
Oh, so your wife took your 18-year-old for a spa day to a rub and tug.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Right, by accident.
Wow. Yeah, that's bad. Actually, she's not available now.
Wow, that's smart, though. They have a...
Maybe they have one legit one.
I don't think so. I think they just say that to get rid of
you.
Right. Like, that's their line that they're going to say anytime someone comes in and and wants, like, a real massage.
Right.
Yeah. Because occasionally, I guess, that can happen. Mm. People are looking for legitimate services.
Sure.
At rub and tugs. They don't realize what's going on there, so they come up with some excuse.
I like the idea of the naive girl that answers phones. They're like, hello, it's a jerking spa or whatever. Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, we don't do that
Jesus
here.
Christ. Like, hanging up every
like, oh, my God, guys are gross.
So many pervs call here.
That's a high perv volume of calls.
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to just do get nasty stuff done.
voice-changing technology, Anonymous. We're talking about this woman who worked at a rub-and-tug and had no idea it was a rub-and-tug. What's your comment, Anonymous?
So I went to Denmark for about a year in college just to do some school. While I was over there, I needed to pick up some grocery and beer money, and I had been a bartender over here, so I got a job at, like, a chill, more local pub. Like, a lot of places in Europe were real clubby. I could pour beers, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of dudes there, you know, kind of rougher, more blue-collar dudes. Turns out it was actually Copenhagen's premier rough trade gay bar.
Wow. Wow.
Jackpot.
Yeah.
How long did you work at the leather gay bar for?
It took me like, it must have taken me like 6 months to realize that it was a gay bar.
What?
So, yeah. What?
Like, so you like, there was that many Danish chicks there?
Made out?
There was that many right, chicks like, there?
No, there was like one or two chicks there a week. But it was like, all right, imagine the diviest, like, dirty River Irish bar in Boston. How many chicks are in there? It was that kind of bar.
Oh. Right, so it's just like the place on the corner in a little neighborhood.
Yeah. So there wasn't like guys in jock straps or guys making out. It was just they happened to go there and drink.
I mean, it was like there was a lot of dudes like in like leather jackets and some leather pants, but I figured okay, whatever. They're bikers.
Yeah, they're bikers. He would have thought they were like legit bikers.
European bikers.
European bikers.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, their pants are tight, whatever, it's Europe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Europeans, you know?
It's
yeah.
funny to be working yeah. in a leather gay bar for six
well,
months.
Funny is I specifically chose this place because, like, the rest of them were kind of clubby, and those weren't the kind of places I'd worked before. I'm like, I need a place where they will only order, like, beer by the bottle and by the pint.
Yeah. And that's what you got.
For what it's worth, they were super chill to me. Like, they were a great place to work.
Oh, yeah, no. It's, oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they were great. It's just funny that you had no idea that's what it yeah. was wow. when you got so, in there.
When my boss found out that I had just found out, he took me aside. He's like, buddy, you are a nice man, but we need you to be little more eye on the box, yes? Little more observant, please?
Oh, funny. Thanks for calling in,
yeah,
dude.
That was a cool time.
You have a good day. Mm-hmm. And one more call on this on a regular line. Danielle, how are you?
Good. Morning.
Morning.
First time calling, like, for years. Sorry. It was my friend's birthday, and she really wanted a massage. There was three of us, and it was a Saturday. So she's, like, calling around, and she lives in a very well affluent neighborhood in mm-hmm. Oakland County. And so she found a place that would take three of us on a Saturday, and we're like, cool, let's go. We get in, and we each go into our massage rooms. And when I'm in there, I haven't had a massage in a while, but my butthole is being touched a lot more than I remember ever being touched in a massage before.
Oh my God.
And at the end, she like touches my boobs a lot, and she goes, do you want a deep tissue tummy massage? And I've had no one's ever rubbed my tummy before, and it's like all fat, you know, I'm not a skinny person. So I'm like, and she started, like, as I hesitated, she started rubbing it, and I was like, no, I'm good. And then when we walked out, all three of us just stood there for a minute and looked at each other and had this look on our face like we all had the same experience. And we're like, oh my God, where did we just go? And it's like we collectively decided we felt a little bit violated, but it was the best massage we had ever had, actually, because I feel like maybe they worked harder for us because, you know, we weren't asking for, you know, the happy ending. And it was a really, really good massage. And we've actually been back there, but every single time it's only men.
So only men massage you?
So you'll go
no,
back
only
there.
Men. No, it's men only men in the waiting area. Right. Like, we're the only females we've ever seen there.
But wait, your butthole was massaged?
You got it, at least.
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you just said you'll go back there?
What?
I've been single for a while, so it wasn't that
bad. Oh, my God, you yeah. filthy bitch!
Dave!
I mean that in the nicest way!
I mean, if a guy had that done, you wouldn't call him a filthy... Well, maybe you would.
I would!
Did you call him a filthy animal?
Bitch! No, that's, I mean, good for you!
He said it with the upswing. I never heard it like
yeah,
that
I
before.
Did, like,
because it's cute. He's saying
it
cute.
I have a frequent punch
cute.
Card now.
Yeah, see? Yeah, don't blame
good
him.
Good for you!
The first indication was that three people on a Saturday could get an appointment.
Yeah.
Just like call up and they're like, yeah, come on
come
in.
On in.
That's yeah, your first clue. They're like, we'll call someone else in for you. We're
okay.
like, okay.
In hindsight, though, was there any kind of signs that this wasn't like an up
yes.
and up, like real great place? There was? Like it
well,
was-
there was two guys that went in before us, which should have been the first time. And then they had a shower in the back that you were allowed to use that I had never seen have.
No.
Like, I don't know. I've never seen them. Use all shower in the back because I had to use the restroom while I was waiting, so I wandered back there
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, that's a little weird. And
did your friends also
other than
like
that, it was yeah, and actually my one friend went back with a couple's massage with her significant other.
Oh, so wow. They both got touched.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so the Danielle, you
bold,
when
man.
You've gone back, come on, be honest, do you get the bean
yeah.
flick? You get a little bean
oh,
flick?
Oh no. You know what? Ever since the second time I went back, they don't even offer it to me now.
Oh, because,
so I think they
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
know that I'm just there for a massage.
So that's a place that'll do the rub and tug, but they also will do a legitimate massage too.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's rare. Don't you think that's rare, Danielle?
Yeah, I'm always scared they're going to get raided and shut down on me.
Yeah.
It's a valid
okay,
concern.
Two
you
things.
Should
get a go to a better place.
Everyone wants to know where you get the BO massages. But second, people want to go out with you so they can rub it for you.
It's in Troy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well,
uh-huh.
We don't yeah. need to know any
you
more
asked,
than that.
Dave.
I know.
You're the one asking, Dave.
Well, I'm saying that's what I'm
you
not
know?
Asking. Listeners are
you
asking.
You know?
And
just because
yeah,
they write
so,
it.
I know you haven't had a date in a while, but our listeners would love to take you out and rub your backside.
Yeah.
They would
and
love
that just keeps
it.
Coming nice. In, coming
all
in,
right,
coming
sign
in.
Me up.
Okay. All right. Can we? Who wants to rub Danielle's
beehole? It's always
got to
be a dating game with Dave.
Dave. All right, Danielle.
The scratch and sniff edition.
Oh, okay. We'll end it there. Thanks for calling in, Danielle. You have a great day.
Yeah, have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
She has no problem talking about any of it.
No,
I like that about her.
Yeah, she probably left him a positive review.
Chicks like, don't have a problem with it anymore, I guess.
I'd still laughing about it. Oh, you filthy man! Yeah, like, you said it like a way the way you say, like, good for you!
Yeah. It was a...
happy birthday!
It was positive, somehow.
It was, because it was like, yeah, she's filthy, but I like her.
That was awesome.
I like that she's so open about it.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think butthole bitch, he called her.
Yeah, you filthy
second,
bitch!
Right after that. No, right after, then he was like, you filthy butthole bitch.
He did.
Yeah, so many guys want her number. That's crazy.
Mm.
Wow.
Sounds cute. Yeah. I like chubby girls.
Yeah, it's a chubby girl who likes her back door
touched. Yeah.
Could you imagine just for 1 second, think you're about to get a legit massage and someone touches your beehole?
Jackpot.
No, I was just going to say that if you are getting touched on the beehole, it's not a legitimate massage.
No.
Yeah, your butt is usually covered.
Yeah.
No.
Everyone should know it's not legitimate when they finger is near your, if your cheeks are spread, it's not right.
Yeah, to get in there around the Sarlacc there is nuts.
Not a girl.
Maybe you guys are going to the wrong places.
Get after it.
I knew that you were getting tugged. I didn't know you were getting
plugged.
Beehole rubbed.
I think you're getting tugged and plugged.
You're getting tugged and plugged?
Oh,
that's a great name for a spot. Come on down to Chuck the
Freak's Tug and Plug. And plug.
Dude.
No, I didn't realize.
We can't tug you. We can plug you.
That's why I'm like, you know, like
me,
when the stuff about
intimate
Robert Kraft all came out, I assumed.
He was getting plugged.
I assumed.
Right. Not but it was where your head went.
Yeah, but it was actually just allegedly two chicks going down.
Do you pay more for a plug?
I would assume everything's negotiable.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think it would be that much more.
Legitimate business that sells tugboats and plugs.
You know, like just plugs.
Wall plugs. And tugboats.
Yeah.
And I just so I can call it tug and plug.
Andy Green's Tug and Plug.
Yeah, just check it out. We have tugboats and plugs.
I'm always learning on this show. But it's legitimate.
That was her first time ever calling.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's okay.
She's fine. Yeah. She sounded
real positive.
Fine.
Yeah, she is.
Very comfortable with herself.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, she's she has no issue with it, right? And good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's a great little filthy bitch. That's what I meant. Like, it can be positive. I think we found the place. I'm just looking at the reviews
here.
Let me
see where this is, because I know the city well.
Oh, my God.
HJs and BJs, great place to go.
Huh. Oh, I never heard of this place.
God. When you're a guy giving it a 5-star review, we know you've been jerked off.
Okay, what else?
Oh, no, eight months ago.
Okay,
oh,
that scared me for a second. I was like,
Do these guys review? That's what I want to know.
Let's see what they
look at this. Not the best reviews, really.
Well, no, because I'm sure some of these people...
This guy likes Indian food, Thai food, and a good old rub and tug. And he sticks to a pretty close area.
What's crazy, he gave it a 1-star and then gave it that review.
How long has that place been open? While? Where is it?
It's on...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what road it's on.
See the address there? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we see a map?
Oh, is this the website for it here?
If you like Indian food and Thai food and a butthole rub, then you're playing with fire.
When you have that flower, when you have that flower as you're heading.
Mm-hmm. The picture gallery just has one little picture on it.
You'd think it was a legitimate place, kind, you know, I mean.
That flower to me seemed like it.
That's what I mean. I mean, you're using.
Here's reviews. Many customers said acupressure can really help them release stress.
Yeah.
Release.
That's the one review.
Yep.
And now release.
Voice changing technology. Anonymous. Real. Talking about an email we got from a woman who was working at a rub and tug and had no idea it was a rub and tug. What's your comment, Anonymous?
So I got curious at 18. Went to like one of these, you know, little massage parlors. And I start getting a massage, and, you know, they're feeling around and get down to the bee hole, and she offers a rim job first time. So, sure, why not? And, yeah, ended up going through with it first time at Rub and Tug.
That wow, is insane. No, you guys, all joking aside, it's insane to me that a stranger would lick your backside for cash.
Times are tough, Dave.
That, I mean, I understand using their hands to pleasure you. You can't get anything that way.
Not all of it, but you
maybe yeah. It was a business promotion to get the Rub and Tug launched. You know, first time customers get a free RJ.
Wow. Yeah, how much did that cost you, by the way? Oh, it's gone.
That's probably smart to be.
Yeah, you're right.
People will do anything for more money, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You just have to.
I just didn't imagine they do that. I really, maybe they touch
they probably,
it, but I can't imagine they went back
there. They probably
there.
Wipe it as best they can.
They still do that.
They've probably
still
got everything already.
Yeah, they just grab a Clorox wipe and give it a once over.
No.
That'll sting.
Lemony fresh.
A little bit.
That's more than I thought you'd ever receive.
Can we see the outside of this joint? Oh, how do we turn around and look?
I got lots of tchotchkes.
Oh, what's that third picture? The little one.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what?
How do you not know that's what that is? Of course you know. Just look at the pictures.
Can you believe these ladies in there are whistling in church?
Are they really?
Hey, they are. They're cleaning the basement, if you catch my drift.
Oh, my God.
You have to know what you're getting into.
Yes.
With that. I mean, that's pretty obvious now.
Come on.
Yeah. They vacuumed the attic.
Once you see the pictures, you know it's not a legitimate massage place.
Mm-mm.
Like, the second you walk in that door, not you'd be all. Like, oh, okay. But if that's what you're looking for, good for you. But if not, get out.
Back there, yell at the colonel.
I didn't think that they actually did massages, like, legitimate. Like, she keeps going back.
Yeah, no, she
beehole girl.
And that's what the beehole girl, yes. That's what caught me off guard is that some of these places will actually
do. Because
here's the thing about massages, okay? There are people that are trained and they learn to do deep tissue and all that stuff. But the majority of stuff like overseas or whatever, none of those people are trained. They're just rubbing you. They just rub you for an hour, and
yeah, but
most
that's not
people,
a legitimate massage.
No, I know it's not,
so
but I mean,
I
think
like, why would you keep going back when you could go to someplace else and get a legitimate massage?
Right, somewhere. But I think people, if someone rubbed you, like I'll tell you this, I've never been trained. I have no idea. If I rubbed you for an hour, you'd feel great. You would. It's true.
Yeah, but you need to know about the body and the muscles.
I understand.
Like,
if I'm trying to heal you or something,
right.
But I'm just saying that I know myself that if I did that, it'd be fine.
Right.
It'd still feel good.
By the way, this place used to be called, I think they just changed their name.
Well, that's smart.
From time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Like this guy, 8 hours ago.
Yes.
Did review it. An amazing massage after a long day's drive. He gave it 5 stars.
Ooh, if they
so were. So, you know he got touched.
He tends to stop in some places.
Yeah. You only give the Outback Steakhouse 3 stars, though. So, you know the massage has got to be good.
It's pretty good.
Have you had the Bloomin' Onion before?
Yeah,
this guy, obviously, is a truck driver, drives all over the country.
A
based
butthole
on
after
reviews.
A long drive?
Mm-hmm.
They were spitting in hell, you know what I mean?
But then there's other people and I think this is why they changed their name, because people catch on to it, right? And not everyone wants that.
No, it's smart.
This one says, suspicious place when you're looking for a good massage. Just ask for heavy pressure. The girl massaging me didn't use good pressure even when I asked. She also kept touching me in sexual ways, which wasn't what I was looking for.
But that's what I mean. But some people don't need heavy. Like, Lisa
but if you're
wants
going
a real
for a
massage.
Most people that are going for a legitimate massage don't want someone just to, I could have my, you know, my husband do that or whatever.
I know.
So, you know what I mean? I don't understand.
But I think like that chick said, she's been single for a while. She doesn't care. She's not after like the deep tissue. She's after physical contact from another human being.
This guy continued to say, by the way, that once on my back, she briefly massaged my legs, then said, "You want a happy ending?"
Oh, wow.
Was not at all what I was looking for, so I asked to end the massage at that point. Very unprofessional. I will not be back. Someone said, "I had a bad experience. Store is too hot. Worker offers sexy action for money." We don't need that place.
Well, see, that's the thing. And a lot of these negative reviews are other businesses in that town.
Oh, yeah.
That are like, I've got a legit battery store right next door, and I'm trying to make it, and I got a rub and tug here.
Yeah.
Which, mind you, if I was going to open a battery store, it'd be right beside
right
a rub and tug.
Rub and tug.
Those guys have batteries more than anybody.
Yeah,
this guy, I and again, 5 stars, which means he was jerked off, and you go on to Google and review it?
Very clean.
Yeah, relaxing music.
With your name? And then you talk about roast beef at another place. You're crazy to me.
World's
people don't understand how things work, I think.
I think they think that there's
you can't see it.
Yeah, I think
that's
something.
What they think.
I really think that.
They don't
realize
that everyone can see what you're reviewing.
Wow, look at that town over there. Oh, it's a park. Oh
yeah,
my God.
That's right behind my house.
There's a park.
Oh.
Is this over by me?
It sure is, Andy.
Oh my God. It is.
What?
I'm right on that Claus and Troy.
Well, you need to stay the hell out of Cummingston.
Cummingston Park?
It's
right, like,
beautiful.
Right behind my place.
It's a beautiful park.
That's that park that people were having sex in. And
well, it's called Cummingston.
those old people were like, we don't appreciate that here at the park. I'm trying to tend to my garden, and then I'm looking over there, and a bunch of people are banging.
See, but here's a review from a woman, right? Like the girl who called in.
Yes.
I've been going there since they opened. Jesse has always been very professional. I'm very pleased and satisfied with my massage. I give the owner much credit. She's Asian, a little bit hard to understand her English, but overall, she's great.
Right, but we already just talked to 3 chicks that are going to this place.
But it sounds like they will do a legitimate massage, too, and not just...
That's why she goes back.
Yeah, she doesn't... Beehole girl doesn't... I mean,
sorry,
you can remember...
What is her name? What was her name?
I don't remember.
Danielle. Okay, sorry to keep calling you Beehole Girl.
Yeah, but I would say that...
What a weird thing to say.
If you've never... So I've never had a professional massage, ever.
Yeah.
I've never, ever
a couple of
have
times.
One, okay? That's fine. No. I've had a couple.
You always tell me I'm a pro.
This is just it. If James gave me a massage right now... Okay, no training. I'd be like, yeah, I guess that was pretty good. Because I have no idea
of what a real one
a real one's like. It's people that have had a real one. Like if that chick who called us went and had a real one and then went back to the Asian place, she'd be like, oh God, they're not even doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're not even doing it. But she's never had a real one. Yeah. She said it was their first time ever. So it's like, you don't know.
That's wild. And if you walk in and you don't know it's that place, and then they probably have to at least half-ass massage you.
They're going to rub you. They're gonna do stuff to you. And I always think massage is a very sexual thing anyway, but...
Well, when my lease is up and I want to re-sign at my apartment, I'm going to have a talking to with them about the price.
Not a bad idea.
You know what kind of neighborhood this is? I thought I was paying for a good neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's a sex park. Yeah, there's a sex park right behind me.
And a rub and tug down the street.
Everybody's just having orgasms everywhere around here.
It's awesome. Andy's got the sex park and I'll have the sex doll brothel.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Wild.
Someone said every Asian massage parlor I've ever been to, I've been offered a happy ending. It's insane.
And honestly, that is exactly what I would have imagined. If it has a neon sign, someone's there to jerk.
So true.
I guess. Well, there you go. Shocking little twist there.
Wow.
Especially when Betty Beehole called in. That was took us down a different path. But she likes it. She enjoyed it. But she actually gets a decent massage there, too. I did not think you'd be able to get that at a rub-and-tug establishment.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.